This is Reflections West with Lisa Simon and David Moore.
Featuring original ideas and stories of the American West.
Today we're reading a reflection by Lowell Yeager, Montana poet and teacher living on the shore of Flathead Lake.
Yeager examines immigration issues, now at the forefront of American political debate, and the ongoing flow of people looking for a better life. He writes,
"My grandparents were German immigrants, numbered in someone's tally, marked somewhere in charts and graphs, though of course they were much more than that. My grandparents, like immigrants everywhere, had their own particular story and reasons for leaving their homeland. No doubt they risked their lives in the crossing, and it's likely their struggles increased once they arrived where they had dreamt to go. It's worth keeping in mind that no matter who we are, we live where we do as a result of our ancestors having brought us here. Since the beginning, humans have migrated from place to place, crossing borders, sometimes legally, often not. Our ancestors had one thing in common. They were looking to better their lives. California, Nevada, Utah, Arizona, Texas, and New Mexico, as well as parts of Wyoming, Colorado, and Oklahoma, were once part of Mexico. Wagon trains of newcomers migrating across the American West encountered indigenous tribes and tens of thousands of Mexicans already living there. Each new arrival in the West was part of this larger human flow, hundreds of thousands of homesteaders and gold seekers who braved the hardships of traversing mountain passes and great expanses of desolation. They were looking to better their lives. Sadly, many died along the way. Today, that flow of humanity continues despite roadblocks, barbed wire, and heated political debate. Human beings still migrate at great peril across our southern borders. Like our ancestors, they are looking to better their lives. Tragically, in the desert Southwest, many are dying along the way."
Yeager pairs his reflection with a poem by Tucson writer David Ray. Ray prefaces his poem with a newspaper account of two migrants found dead along the railroad tracks.
Ray's poem asks the reader to see these nameless people as part of the long history of immigrants crossing borders in search of better lives.
The Sleepers. "Bodies of two illegal migrants were found this morning on the Southern Pacific tracks," Tucson citizen. "What they have endured, making it north, from deep in the belly of Mexico, would make a great novel. Picaresque, the two companions trembling with hope. After many perils, they make it across the border, manage to survive the desert, search squads, spotlights, police dogs, helicopters, clig lights, and armed vigilantes. But there is a great weariness after such a journey, and rest is essential. Exhausted, they lie down between rails, safe from the hazards of snakes and scorpions. If the last breath is inhaled in the new land, it mingles with pollen from home, and scent of smog joins toxins acquired in the past, as if there has been no border at all to dispute. As the two lie down in the night between tracks, they dream of how soon they will pick oranges or lay tiles, trim trees and clip hedges. But a train not expected is sometimes the one that arrives."
The Sleepers, a poem by David Ray.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Austin, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana.
Listen again and subscribe to our podcast at reflectionswest.org.